This is Alexandra Teague on Poetry Moment, reading from Nikki Beer's wonderful book, The Octopus Game. And Nikki Beer's poetry has been an inspiration to me for quite a while, and I particularly love some of the poems in this book that are what she calls a cantum or a failed pantum that can't quite go all the way in its repetitions. And I've had fun using some of those forms in my new book as well. This poem is not that form, but it's doing something else that I really admire about her work, which is turning the gaze back on to the poet and sort of interrogating the ways in which the poet is taking on different personas. So again, the book is called The Octopus Game, and there's various poems in the voice of an octopus. And in this poem, which is called Ad Hominem, she's turning back and having both the poet and the octopus speak to one another. So Ad Hominem, the poet. Fugitive lung, prodigal intestine, where's the pink crimp in my side where they took you out? The octopus. It must be a dull world indeed, where everything appears to be a version or extrapolation of you. The birds are you, the springtime is you, snails, hurricanes, saddles, elevators, everything becomes you. I, with a shift of my skin, divest myself to become the rock that shadows it. Think of when your reading eyes momentarily drift, and in that instant, you see the maddening swarm of alien ciphers submerged within the text, gone before you can focus. That's me. Or your dozing revelation on the subway that you are slowly being digested. Me again. I am the fever dream in which you see your loved ones as executioners. I am also their axe. Friends, while you're exhausting the end of a day with your sad approximations, I'm a mile deep in the earth, vamping my most flawless impression of the abyss to the wild applause of eels. That was Ad Hominem from Nikki Beer from her book, The Octopus Game. This is Alexandra Teague.